It's a beautiful day.
It's a rather nice day.
A day for a glorious wedding.
A rehearsal, my dear, to be perfectly clear.
A rehearsal for a glorious wedding.
Assuming nothing happens that we don't really know.
That nothing unexpected interferes with the show.
And that's why everything, every last little thing, every single tiny microscopic little thing must go.
According to plan.
Our son will be married.
According to plan.
Society.
To the costume ball.
In the hallowed hall.
Rubbing elbows with the finest.
Having crumpets with her highness.
We'll be there, we'll be seen. Having tea with the queen. We'll forget everything
that we've ever, ever been.
It's a terrible day for a wedding.
It's a sad, sad state of affairs we're in.
That has led to this ominous wedding.
How could our family have come to this?
To marry off our daughter to the nouveau riche. They're so common.
So coarse.
Oh, it couldn't be worse.
Couldn't be worse. I'm afraid I disagree. They could be land-rich, bankrupt aristocracy without a penny to their name, just like you and me.
And that's why everything, every last little thing, every single tiny microscopic little thing must go. According to plan.
Our daughter will wed.
According to plan.
Our family led.
From the depths of deepest poverty. To the noble realm.
Of our ancestry.
And who would have guessed in a million years that our daughter with the face
of an otter in disgrace
would provide our tickets to our rightful place?
What if Victor and I don't like each other?
Do you suppose your father and I like each other?
Surely you must, a little.
Of course not.
Get those corsets laced properly. I can hear you speak without gasping.
Marriage is a partnership, a little tit for tat. You'd think a lifetime watching us might have taught her that. Might have taught her
everything
that.
Must be
everything
perfect.
Must be
everything
perfect.
Must be perfect, perfect. That's why everything, every last little thing, every single tiny microscopic little thing must go.